Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Si se puede. Si se puede. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. Day three in Philadelphia and some very big Dems. Nope, it's not a demo. Mr. Kane delivered his motivational Tim talk.
Hillary is ready. She's ready to fight. She's ready to win. And she is ready to lead. God bless all of you.
A real billionaire from New York City delivered tips on how to evaluate people who say they are billionaires.
Trump says he wants to run the nation like he's running his business. God help us.
Vice President Joe Biden seemed to get real pleasure talking about torture.
We cannot elect a man who embraces the tactics of our enemies, torture.
And President Obama put his presidential gold star on someone's resume.
There has never been a man or a woman, not me, not Bill, nobody, more qualified than Hillary Clinton to serve as president of the United States of America.
Let's go to the TZ man on the scene at the Takeaway Sleep Deprivation Institute in Philadelphia. With these big guns, Hillary Clinton has some act to follow, wouldn't you say, Todd Zwillick?
John, she really does, no doubt about it. And we've been talking all week about what a huge night this is for Hillary Clinton herself, delegate after delegate who's wavering or not sure about Hillary or unconvinced or say they might not vote for her, say that they need to hear from her tonight. They need to hear about TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. They need to hear about those positions on trade and on foreign policy before they're convinced. And so this speech from Hillary seems like it is really important to convince or assuage a lot of tepid voters on Hillary. And it's important here too, John, President Obama and Vice President Joe Biden did make their strongest positive case for Hillary last night here at the convention. But the real test of this campaign going forward isn't going to be in the Wells Fargo Arena. It's going to take place right outside the security cordons here in South Philly, in the neighborhoods of the city and in the suburbs. That's because Pennsylvania, which, you know, is always a battleground in these presidential years, could be the key this time around. The state has gone to Democrats in every presidential year since 1988. But this year, it is shaping up to be one of the most important states in what's likely to be a narrow path to victory for Donald Trump. Harry Enten is with 538, and I talked to him last week in Cleveland at the RNC.
I think the real question of this election is whether Donald Trump can break through in a state like Pennsylvania. This is a state that Republicans have argued that there are a lot of voters in the middle of the state, in the southwestern part of the state, these more cultural conservatives, whites without a college degree. Can Trump break through enough with them to offset his losses, say, in the southeastern part of the state, in the Philadelphia suburbs? If Donald Trump can carry Pennsylvania, he has changed the electoral map, he has broken through, and he could be on his way to the White House.
But it sounds like a low percentage shot for Trump to get Pennsylvania the way he's talking.
Well, there are 800,000 more registered Democrats in Pennsylvania than Republicans. So Hillary Clinton does have an advantage here. But listen to what Harry Enten is saying about how strong Trump could be with new voters or disaffected Democrats, whites without a college degree, in the middle of the state where I'm from or in southwestern PA. So the Trump campaign, of course, knows all this. I stopped by the Pennsylvania delegation's hotel in downtown Philly here to meet up with longtime Pennsylvania politics expert and pollster Terry Madonna. He's with Franklin and Marshall College.
The day after Trump and Michael Pence were nominated, Pence comes to the Pennsylvania delegation and literally said, "You're important, you're targeted." And look, Trump has been in this state Wednesday of this week. Where is he? In Scranton, Pennsylvania.
So, John, if places like southwestern PA and the middle of the state are big opportunities for Trump, that means that Philadelphia and the surrounding suburbs aren't. Philly, the home of the DNC this week, is heavily Democratic. Hillary Clinton will win here. But the question isn't whether she'll win. It's by how much. Philadelphia has become widely recognized as Clinton's firewall against Donald Trump in Pennsylvania. And that's why it's so important. Barack Obama got a whopping 85% of the vote in the city of Philadelphia in 2012 over Mitt Romney. So here's Terry Madonna again.
My sense is that I don't think Clinton's going to do quite that well for obvious reasons, but it's a key. And if she doesn't do well in Philadelphia, talking about the firewall, if the turnout's down, then I think it's going to be very hard for her to carry the state.
Those are big ifs, though. I mean, if they really do a job of a ground game, it seems like they've got Pennsylvania and Ohio and game over.
And that ground game is critical. But don't forget, Hillary Clinton's support isn't like Obama's support in those last 2 years. It's squishy. This is really important now. One key voter group is African Americans. Some polls have shown that Donald Trump is registering literally zero support among African Americans in the state of Pennsylvania. And half of all the Commonwealth's black vote lives right here in Philly. I bumped into former Pennsylvania Governor and Democratic Party Chairman Ed Rendell at the convention yesterday. He acknowledged that Philadelphia and the suburbs are a key firewall, of course, for Hillary.
I think we're definitely in play. I think Hillary will do actually better because of Donald Trump in the Philadelphia suburbs than even Barack Obama did. So I think she doesn't need quite as big a turnout as he had. But I think she'll get it because we have on our side the best turnout expert in the Democratic Party, President Obama, the turnouter in chief.
Sounds like Rendell is agreeing with me. This is easy for Hillary.
But Rendell isn't taking into account there, John, just how cool and uncommitted some of Hillary's support might be. And here's going to be the problem. Joe Biden has roots in Scranton, PA, right? He'll, of course, campaign for Hillary there. But he and the president may have a huge job ahead of them in Philly this year to accomplish what you and Ed Rendell are talking about. John, Philadelphia is still old school Democratic politics, okay? There are still party bosses here. Unions are huge, and the Democratic voting operation is a juggernaut. Everybody I talked to agreed that the Democratic machine is going to come out for Hillary and help build that firewall in November. But right now, it's weaker than they need it to be. Remember, it's not that Hillary just has to win Philadelphia. She probably has to win huge. Now, listen to this. Vance Morgan is a cab driver in Philly here. He drove our takeaway crew to the convention hall a couple of times this week. Morgan is African American. He voted for Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, but he says he finds Hillary Clinton calculating and insincere.
I'm actually not sure. I may sit this one out. I'm definitely not going to vote for Donald Trump. Definitely not. But Hillary Clinton has to make the case. I'm not going to just give it to her. I'm actually feeling that way, that I'm very disappointed in the products of both parties, Democrat and Republican, but Hillary Clinton has a chance to make the case.
I see the old take the cab from the train station data point, Todd.
John, I totally get where you're coming from. Then how about Malia Fletcher on the streets of Philadelphia, not the typical cab driver? How about a public health expert and Democrat and Philly voter?
I actually voted for her when she was running against Obama. Now I'm not as enthused. I think she is still a really strong candidate. I think that she could have spoken up more regarding some of the foreign affairs elements. There are financial players that have certainly bought her voice, and it's kind of hard to see how she's going to play out as a leader.
Todd, what do you think of Ed Rendell's notion of Obama being the turnouter in chief? Did it sound that way last night?
Well, he definitely tried to play that role in part of his speech last night for Hillary Clinton, using that speech at the DNC to remind voters how she had won him over after their bitter primary battle in 2008.
We battled for a year and a half. Let me tell you, it was tough because Hillary was tough. I was worn out. She was doing everything I was doing, but just like Ginger Rogers, it was backwards in heels.
So, John, there's the first effort of many from the president coming up this fall. What does it all mean for the Democrats here? It means that if Donald Trump needs Pennsylvania to win because he's weak in other swing states, and Hillary Clinton is not exciting her natural base here in Philadelphia, she has a lot of work to do. And Trump supporters know it. Lee Snover is a Republican and a Trump delegate from Easton, Pennsylvania, about an hour east of here. I talked to her at last week's GOP convention in Cleveland. Listen to this.
Lower lower turnout's better for Republicans. That's why we win the off-year elections. That's why we do so well in, you know, judge races, municipal races. The lower turnout is favorable to Republicans.
So does the convention give them the firewall?
Well, John, Democrats want it to. That's probably why they chose Philly for their convention here. But listen to Terry Madonna, the political science professor from Franklin and Marshall College. He says it's not enough.
The Republicans were in Tampa 4 years ago, and who won? Not them. And the Democrats were in Charlotte, and who won? Not them. Carried the state. So there's no evidence that just because you hold a convention in a state, okay, you're going to win that state.
So, John, the Clinton campaign is getting started right away here. Hillary speaks at the convention tonight, of course. Then tomorrow the campaign does not move on. Clinton and Tim Kaine are set to hold a rally right here in the middle of Pennsylvania at Independence Hall. Then they get on a campaign bus headed west across Pennsylvania to Ohio, going right across the Commonwealth of PA and trying to cut right through the middle of Donald Trump's path to victory.
Most important speech of Hillary Clinton's career?
John, it has to be. Like I said, delegate after delegate, voter after voter say they might be willing to vote for Hillary. They're not convinced. Many of them are turned off by her. They need to hear from her directly. And then from now going forward, Joe Biden and Barack Obama, the turnouter in chief, I promise you, they're going to be in Philadelphia and the suburbs a lot because they need to do a better job here of getting voters excited about Hillary's candidacy.
Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, get a little sleep now.
Try to, John. Thanks a lot.